Welcome to the Sunday Soother, a podcast, newsletter, and community about authentic living and compassionate personal development. I'm your host, Catherine Andrews, a life coach, online teacher, and writer focused on self-reflection, mindfulness, and how to create meaning in our everyday lives in practical ways. Join me weekly for conversations about personal growth, spirituality, self-discovery, and self-care, and how we can navigate this messy world with hope and humanity. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Sunday Soother podcast. This is Catherine Andrews, your host, and welcome to another episode of Goal Month. That's right. All of November, I am talking about goals and intentional living in support of my upcoming course, An Introduction to Intentional Living, which opens on December 1st, 2021 for enrollment. And we're going to start in January for the 12-week course. Last week, we talked about codependency and how being codependent and aspects of codependency can get in the way of authentic goal setting and goal achieving. And today I'm going to talk about a couple of other blocks that I see to intentional living, intentional goal setting and achieving your quote unquote parts and your nervous system. But before we do that, I wanted to remind you that the waitlist for An Introduction to Intentional Living is in the show notes. I just checked the waitlist today and over 80 of you have signed up, which is super exciting. So I'm hoping to see some of you in the course when we open in December. And if you purchase off the waitlist, you'll get a goodie or two. Deciding those right now. I'm thinking it might be something like a special workshop with me and the other waitlist purchasers on The Inner Critic, but stay tuned. I've got like way too many ideas. But before I go into the meat of today's episode, I wanted to just briefly say who the course is for and then read a couple of testimonials from past students and remind you that in the month of December, I'm going to have a few interviews with past students about how the course has changed their life. So you're just going to be hearing from, in my brain just wanted to say, regular ass people. But they're not. They're incredible people. They're human beings who took the time to invest in themselves and decide that they were worthy of the things they wanted in life and make steps towards those. So I'm really excited for December. But this course, An Introduction to Intentional Living, is for the person who feels as if they kind of don't truly know themselves yet, but is ready to go on a self-discovery adventure. It's also for the person who struggles with perfectionism, people-pleasing, codependency, self-doubt, wondering what you even want out of life and what goals to go after. So it's a combination self-discovery course and goal setting course from that authentic self-discovery, if that makes sense. Here are just two quick testimonials I wanted to read. This course was the real deal. I had no idea how deep and introspective this course would be, but was so pleasantly surprised. It takes on universal issues that get to the core of what holds us back from the things that matter most. I truly believe it has the ability to be life-changing. Catherine's course is incredibly comprehensive, thoughtful, and well worth my time, money, and energy. The group coaching also made this experience for me. I would recommend this for anyone with the willingness to change and be happy. This course has definitely changed the trajectory of my life. Goosebumps. Okay. So hopefully, you know, my audience is very interested in self-introspection and self-discovery and guidance, and sometimes a little hesitant to make those investments in themselves. So my goal, as I see it, is just to help you gain the clarity and get some of the reassurance that if you're thinking about this course, you're kind of on the fence, give you testimonials and insights that are really, you know, going to convince you that this will be worth it for you. Any hoodles. So today we're going to get into the meat of a couple of other areas that might be keeping you blocked in your goals, your parts and your nervous system. So these two things, your parts, which I'll define, and your nervous system, which I'll give you a quick overview of, are things that do keep you stuck around their goals. So if you would describe yourself as you know you want to, for example, I have a lot of like lovely students who like want to buy a home, or they want to move cities, or they want to change jobs or start their own businesses. And they've thought about it for months, sometimes years in some cases. And the predominant word that they would use to describe themselves is stuck. Right? So if you feel stuck around those goals, there is a reason, at least in my opinion. Okay. There's, you know, as with everything, it's not like this is the answer to everything, but these things are a factor, I believe, in my own experience, in my own coaching. It's a combination of your subconscious parts and your nervous system states and dysregulation. So first, let's talk about parts. So I talk a lot about parts work in both my newsletter and my podcast, and it can be a little bit abstract of a concept that can be a little bit hard to grasp. But the essential idea is that you have a multiplicity of parts within you, different parts. You have a courageous part, a perfectionist part, an inner critic part, a playful part, a happy part, a sad part, a stubborn part, an easygoing part, right? And on and on and on and on and on. And these are all within you. And you know this intuitively, right? Like, I'm sure any of you listening out there have said, like, there's part of me that wants to do this and part of me that doesn't want to do this, right? And so you basically have like a village of, you know, hundreds, if maybe not thousands in some cases, of parts and within you and within your subconscious. And this is not anything like multiple personality disorder or anything like that. This is just like a natural state of being a human, that we have lots of different parts. This is inevitable. We're born with a lot of these parts and then they evolve. And these parts are natural. And when we're a kiddo, they are in their natural states of being, you know, creative and playful and joyful and, you know, maybe quiet and maybe a little bit shy and, you know, maybe a little bit fearful, but like mostly feeling pretty whole and integrated, you know, and in their rightful place. What happens with parts over the course of living a life, whether you've had just the best dang life in the world or all the way to an incredibly traumatic upbringing in life, these parts in those moments of wounding and trauma take on burdens, okay? And these burdens are self-protective coping mechanisms that they understand are going to keep you alive and keep you safe, but actually keep you stuck as you become an adult and want to move forward intentionally and authentically in your life. What happens at the moment of a wounding, which can be as small as, you know, being laughed at in a class, I mean, which isn't really small, to as large as significant emotional, physical, or sexual abuse, these parts kind of split and they pick up the burden of what they need to do to protect you in that moment. And then they get kind of frozen in that coping mechanism loop. You know, during whatever these woundings were, these parts learn to activate your nervous system as a threat detector. And we'll get more into nervous system stuff. So the most common part I would say my audience seems to have is an inner critic part, a critical part. You might also have a judgmental part or a scared part, right? So what I'm hypothesizing here is around your goals is that there is likely some time in your past where that part decided and was showing proof that it was not safe to do something in which you could receive the possibility of being criticized or shamed for not doing it, quote unquote, perfectly. I mean, this is also like where our perfectionist parts come from too. If any past experience has taught you anything about how it was dangerous to do something new, or if you were ever criticized for not doing things perfectly, or if you have any dangerous past experiences around taking risks with money, time, or if visibility felt unsafe, if your current goals cue any similarities to those past experiences, your parts will become activated and keep you frozen whenever you try to take steps towards those goals, and they will prevent you from moving forward because to them, those are incredible cues of danger that are actually kind of life-threatening. The example I often like to give that grounds this for people and helps make it a little bit understandable, especially for those of you in my audience who have perfectionist parts or inner critic parts, is a school example. Say you know, as also we're like highly sensitive, right? So like we do have a nature of being maybe a little bit, not shy, but just, you know, sensitive. We have sensitive parts and those are big parts of us, right? And so sometimes what can seem like it wasn't a big deal actually was a big deal. So I'll give you one hypothetical example and then I'll give you an example from my life. So say you're 11 years old and you are called up to the blackboard to do a math problem by your teacher and you do it incorrectly. and the teacher makes fun of you, and all of the classmates of yours laugh, and you experience a wave of shame washing over you. You understand that you are wrong in that moment, right? That's not true, but like that's what you as a little kid are going to be taken away from that. There's a part in you that's going to activate and protect you from ever taking steps going forward to do something new again, where there's a possibility of getting criticized or mocked. And unfortunately, with goals, that's always going to be the possibility, right? There's always going to be a possibility of failure. There's always going to be a possibility of being criticized. There's always going to be a possibility of being judged, right? And so that part is going to activate some sort of coping mechanism, usually an inner critic, because the voice of the inner critic will keep you stuck because it will tell you, who are you to do this? And then you won't do it. And then you don't risk what feels like death to that part, or a perfectionist part that allows you to succeed in some areas, but only in the areas in which you already totally know you're going to do well and be good, quote unquote, good at, right? So when it comes to new stuff like entrepreneurship or like buying a home, things you haven't done before, your part is going to be like, no, we're not doing this today, right? This is totally unsafe. So that's kind of a blackboard example, a school type example. I have a part that, I've told this story many times before, but I'll repeat it here. I had a playground moment where when I was probably about 10, I was in fourth grade, my best friend at the time basically friend dumped me in front of me for another girl, and they kind of made fun of me in like kind of this really passive aggressive way. And I was so confused. I was like, what's happening? I felt like a huge wave of shame. I totally understood that like I wasn't cool enough. And that created right in that moment a significant people pleasing part. Because I had been so afraid of people like basically dumping me and leaving me, all I wanted to do was make people like me, right? And so I have a really big people pleasing part, and that's still around. It's a little bit less loud to an extent these days, but that's where I believe the part picked up that burden of people pleasing to keep me safe, because the part's thinking is, okay, we're never going to let that happen to you again. We're never going to let anybody leave you again. We're never going to let anybody friend dump you again. So we're going to make sure everybody likes us. We're never going to upset anybody. We're never going to not be cool. We're going to do all the cool things like all the cool kids. We're going to try to be as cool as possible and kind of fly under the radar, right? And so the part is the one doing those things, right? And kind of taking over for me. So those are a couple examples around parts. Hopefully that makes sense. So then we come into our nervous system, and I actually see parts and nervous system stuff as intimately connected. And I write a little bit about that in today's Sunday Soother. So you might want to check that out. But the the wham, bam, thank you, ma'am version of the nervous system is that when there are cues of danger, your nervous system, or basically your body's operating system, will get extremely activated. Either it will go into fight or flight, or it will go into some form of shutdown. And so you may actually feel frozen in your body in some moments when you're trying to go after a goal. Like say you're like, okay, today, truly, I'm going to sit down and work for an hour on this project. And then you find yourself either in flight, which is racing around doing literally everything else, or frozen, kind of just like staring at the screen and unable to make a move, right? That's because your nervous system has received these cues of danger, probably from your burdened and wounded parts, and it throws up its self-protective mechanisms. So you get activated into fight or flight, or you get activated into freeze or shutdown, and you don't get to make any movement on the things that you know that your heart wants to do. Okay. So awesome, right? This is, again, if you go back to last week's episode, it's just like the understanding of some of this stuff will help you already, right? And it can help you understand like why quote unquote traditional like goal setting stuff, which is more strategy oriented, which is like, here's a new post-it system, or here's a new, you know, tracker on your phone. Those things are like nice, but they don't matter if you haven't gotten at the root block to achieving your goals. And to me, parts and nervous system stuff and past wounds are the root blocks to achieving what you want. So great, here we are. Now what, right? Well, one, sign up for my dang course, because that's going to help you on these issues, right? We're going to be talking about parts and nervous system stuff around goals. But there are a few steps you can take, even if the course is not something you're interested or able to take at this time. But here are some things I would say you can begin to do when our goals activate our parts to give us a nervous system and a parts activation reaction. Okay. One, I think simply just identify and name that this is happening. And we want to kind of identify, we want to like write down the goal and then write down all the feelings and thoughts and sensations that come up around the goal. And this is going to help us identify the part that is keeping us stuck around this goal. This is our most scared, our most apprehensive part around this issue. So just writing down all the feelings and thoughts that arise when you think about actually like doing a goal, like all the hard stuff, like all the fears, all the negative emotions, all that kind of stuff. Then learn what these parts need. Ask them via journaling. They may need you to go slower. They may need you to set better boundaries. We don't know, right? You need to ask them via journaling. You'll be surprised what you'll write back to yourself when you truly authentically ask yourself this stuff. And when you learn what they need, you want to give it to them at a slower pace than our present selves might want, right? And that leads into kind of tip number two, which is practice tolerable steps towards your goals and also break down everything into the tiniest, tiniest of steps. I talked about this a little bit last week too, because I think this is a really important thing and something I teach in my course. If you have the goal of buying a house, that's going to seem really overwhelming. It actually is quite helpful to be like, month one, I will do these 10 small things. Month two, I will do these 10 small things, right? Because these create what I call tolerable steps, right? It's not like, and then I, you know, give somebody $100,000 for a down payment, which is like, if you have money wounds, is going to be super activating to your nervous system. You break it down the tiniest, 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 and then you do those tiny steps. And in the doing of those tiny steps, you do begin to show your parts that it is safe to take tolerable steps towards these goals. So they start to soothe a little bit. And then third, practice consistent nervous system hygiene. If you go back in the Sunday Soother archives, I talk about practicing regular nervous system work. Where I see issues around nervous system stuff, and by nervous system work, I have a lot of tips in that past episode, but I'm talking about stuff like conscious breathing, being in nature, earthing, stretching, yoga, meditation, all that good stuff. We will do these things in moments of activation, and sometimes they help, but what you really need to be doing is doing them regularly, right? So that your nervous system is more settled than, you know, than it is right now, but on a consistent basis. The metaphor I always use for this is like, you wouldn't just brush your teeth when you're about to go on a date. You'd be brushing your teeth regularly, right? So those are some tips that you can do. And I also want to leave you with the recognition and naming of that sometimes going after goals that are exciting and good to us feel unsafe sometimes, and that's going to cue danger for our parts and our nervous system. Receiving money, receiving love, receiving attention and visibility, receiving self-worth. Sometimes our nervous systems adapted to a household that was either super chaotic or that was super repressed or anywhere in between. So if your nervous system adapted to a normal of a household that was super chaotic, receiving stability will feel unsafe because it's not what your nervous system understands as its kind of home base. And if you were raised in a home that was really repressed in terms of emotional expression, receiving love and being vulnerable will also feel unsafe. Or if somebody else is vulnerable with you, sometimes that will feel unsafe because the home base or like, you know, norm setting for your nervous system was that emotional repression was what was like the home base or the average of that, right? So I just want to name that, right? Like everything about you and your issues with going after your goals makes sense. And so a huge part of what I hope to do in this course, and even through this podcast series this month, is give you context of why this stuff is hard for you. It's not because you're lazy. It's not because you're a bad person. It's not because, you know, you don't know how to do these things. You know how to do these things, and you deserve to do these things. And you may be feeling really stuck around these things, and there are reasons why. It's not because you're flawed. It's not because you have to fix anything about yourself. It's not because you're broken. It's, you know, conditioning. It's past traumas and woundings. It's an activated nervous system, and it's fear around receiving and what it means to take steps towards those dreams. So I hope that this episode gave you a little more context about why going after your goals may feel very activating and sometimes even unsafe for you. And next week, I'm going to tell you a little bit more about values and values discovery process that I teach in the course, and why for highly sensitive people, truly naming your authentic values, like that are actually yours, not just some of the words you picked off a list or whatever, why that's important to goal setting. I'm also going to distinguish between aspirational and authentic values, and we're going to relate that to goal setting and give you even more insight about how you can begin to go after your goals. Don't forget to sign up for the waitlist for an introduction to intentional living. There's like no commitment if you sign up to the waitlist either. It's not like I probably will email you a few times, but you're not going to like get signed up to some permanent list or anything. Like after the preview period is over for the waitlist, you know, that's it. Like I will delete all of your emails and you're not like being added to anything that you don't want. And there's no commitment by signing up to the waitlist. All that you're doing by signing up for the waitlist is like going to be the first to know when the course is open and maybe get a few goodies if you purchase during the waitlist period. So just want you to know that I respect your email and your time. Anyways, I'm sending so much love. You're worthy. You are worthy of your goals. Okay. Like this is something you can do. You can do it in community. You can do it with my guidance. You can do it with my resources. And you can make 2022, which sounds like the most futuristic year of all time, you can make it a different year for you, a more intentional year. That's what I want for you. Sending so much love. Have a beautiful week ahead, and I'll talk to you next week. That's it for this week's Sunday Soother. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you have a moment, go on over to iTunes and leave me a 5-star review. That's how other people find this podcast and the message of hope and compassionate personal growth I'm hoping to spread to many more people just like you. You can find me on Instagram at Katherine Andrews and find out more about the Sunday Soother at thesundaysoother.com. You can also check out my services, courses, and coaching at katherinedandrews.com. Have a great day ahead.